The Camp Cougars boys basketball team finish off the season before the break with back-to-back losses to Glennon Rowson and Exira EHK as they look to pull themselves back up in practice this week. This is a team with a plethora of talent, and that talent just needs a bit of a spark on the floor to show on the stat sheets.
I think we just got a lot of guys a lot of experience. We've been missing a few down the stretch, but I think it was good for our team to face some adversity and kind of see what we got there. And we showed a lot of fight and a lot of toughness, and we'll be ready to go after.
The team is led by a trio of players, including Chase Jotty, Ryan, and Colin Bauer. These three have not only helped to lead on the hardwood, but also helped in leading the team towards the bucket. Their selflessness does not go unnoticed, as head coach Ian Hunt has been proud of not only their ball distribution, but the team as a whole.
I think this year we just move the ball really well. The ball doesn't stick anywhere. And when it's one guy's night, we can do a good job of finding them when they're open.
Junior Chase Jotty has been leading the team in scoring with 13.3 points per game, while he's been dominant in the post position. He is a guy that his teammates trust to get the job done, and will get it to the junior in tough situations. Jotty has only continued to get better this season, and definitely look for him to be a player that helps to carry Cam when it hits February.
Yeah, I think that's a good part about his game, is he can really work down on the post. He's just a mismatch for a lot of people. He can pull some posts to the outside. Tough shooting nights again, he can take them right back down under the post.
This Cam team has continued to develop as one core unit. Any night, a player can step up and be at the top of the score sheet. One player that Coach Hunt has seen great development from this season is Chase Speaker. The junior is averaging 10 points and 3.7 rebounds per game this season, which might not look like record-breaking stat marks, but with his athletic play and ability to share the basketball, he is a key in the Cougars' success.
We've gotten a lot of good minutes out of a lot of guys. We have a lot of guys who didn't have a ton of varsity experience coming in. Chase Speaker is somebody that comes to mind early on, a lot of hustle plays, some stuff that doesn't show up in the stat books. There's a lot of good things for our team, but there's all sorts of guys up and down the roster.
With the break comes a reflection on the team before you get back out on the hardwood for a tightly packed schedule. Cam's reflection has been showing the turnover ratio that needs to improve while also staying out of foul trouble to help them down the stretch in close games.
I think first thing we always got to cut down on is turnovers down the stretch the last couple games. We kind of turned the ball over a little bit. Then we got to stay out of foul trouble. We got to do a better job of playing defense with our feet, not our hands, putting ourselves in good positions down the stretch of the games.
At the end of January, Cam is looking to be playoff ready and hit the floor with speed and power. If they can come out onto the hardwood after the break with both speed and power, they will only be seeing a deep run in February.
I think the whole goal of all season is just to be ready for the playoffs. We're going to have a lot of different situations, go through a lot of different things, and be ready so when we get to the playoffs, we're ready for anything that's thrown our way.
The Cougars will return back for the break on January 4th when they take on Southwest Valley at home with a tip-off at 7:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.